It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 3, and we're going to begin reading with the 6th verse, Genesis chapter 3, verse 6, and we're going to read all the way through the 15th verse of that chapter. Genesis chapter 3, verse 6 is where we're going to begin. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to visit us at our website, you will find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. I hope that that was enough time for you to open your Bibles and find your place in Genesis chapter 3, and we're going to begin reading with verse 6. Genesis chapter 3, verse 6. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and the tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. The eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together, and made themselves aprons. They heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife did hide themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees in the garden. The Lord God called unto Adam, and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldst not eat? And the man said, The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, What is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and the dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Let's begin with prayer before we continue the study. Father, I thank and praise you today that we can come and enjoy this wonderful time together. I just praise you for the opportunity to proclaim your word. And as we look through these verses of Scripture here in Genesis, and today we're going to, Father, go back into Luke for a short time to see that the pictures that we should be finding should be clearly the Lord Jesus Christ. And, Father, we need to know that Jesus himself refers back to the Old Testament concerning that. Help us, Father, to understand your word, that we may see it so clearly each time we open it up. So wonderful to have an opportunity to study the word with these folks today. And please, Lord, guide and lead us now. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, as we look to these verses of Scripture here, and we take time to see exactly what they have to say to us, and as we started clear back now in Genesis chapter 3, verse 6, and as we looked at that place in the Scripture, I want you to kind of recall what we have looked at. We have looked at Adam, how that he has left his home, left the presence of God, and Adam made a decision, and we've looked at those verses of Scripture, that he was not deceived. Eve was deceived. Adam was not. Adam made a choice. Adam made a decision that he would come and get his bride, purchase his bride, Eve. There was no way, total separation between Adam and Eve. When Eve had eaten of the forbidden fruit, and Adam at this time had not. And he knew the only way he could redeem his bride, get back into fellowship, and in turn back into fellowship with God, would be through the seed of Eve, his bride. He went after his bride so they once again could be together. That was the decision that Adam made. Now, I've spoken how that that's such a beautiful picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, how he leaves home, comes down here, that he can come and get his bride, but he had to become one of us before he could do that. He was completely God and completely man. The difference between ourselves and the Lord Jesus was that Jesus never sinned. He has never committed sin when he was here upon this earth. Never has he committed sin. And during this time that he had taken on the body of a man, he was born of a woman, born of a virgin. And so he was not fathered. The seed of sin did not come into the Lord Jesus as it does us each time we reproduce. So please see that as we look here wonderfully and clearly, as we look at the pictures that we have in the Scripture, we looked at Adam and his going after his bride Eve, the Lord Jesus coming after his bride, the church, all born-again believers, those that have come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ and have been saved. Now, if we look at these pictures, and this is a beautiful picture album as we go from page to page, I don't know if you've ever looked through your Scripture, but as we go from one page to the next page, we need to see the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, because the Lord Jesus Christ has been to Calvary and has been raised from the dead, these pictures in the Old Testament are much clearer to us than what it would be for the folks during that time. And when we go down through each time, each page, as we turn each page, we need to see this beautiful picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. My mother was quite a photographer. She took picture after picture. All of her life, she would continue to every family get-together, every time we come together, she was taking a picture. And I have all those pictures. And as you go back through from the time of me being very small all the way through the time of getting married and having children, all those times, I have pictures because Mom never failed to have a camera in her hand. And you know, I can see as I look at that picture, I see very clearly the purpose of that picture, what we were doing, where we were at, all those things, what age I was. We look at the Word of God, we need to recognize that it too is a beautiful picture album, a picture book, and we need to see who is the main character. And as I look through my old pictures as I was growing up, and you find in that picture book, in that picture album, you'll find that the pictures of me from the time I was really, really small to now, there was a time in there when, you know, you didn't... Oh, you could see the resemblance, but, you know, especially in the early days, all of a sudden then you kind of took on the shape of who you were, and that's where I stayed. And now today you can look back the last 40 years and I really haven't changed much. But the first few years of my life, I wasn't real clear when I was looking. Well, as we look here at the book of Genesis, you know, it could be somewhat the same way. The picture of the Lord Jesus there isn't as real clear, as clearly as what it is on through some of the Scripture, but no less the picture is true and the picture is there, and we need to find it. And so as we go through these Scripture verses from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, the Lord Jesus Christ is pictured on every page of our precious Word. And so don't miss that. If you do, if you start to begin to study the Scripture as just a text of some sort, or maybe you're looking at it for the historical point. Maybe you think that the Old Testament is nothing. No, the Old Testament is a beautiful, beautiful picture of the Lord Jesus. So don't let's miss that. And the Lord Jesus himself referred to that. And so we're going to go back into Luke chapter 24, and we're going to spend some time here and read several verses of Scripture in that chapter, Luke chapter 24, because I want you to see that Jesus himself refers back to the prophets and to his word that speak of him. So I don't want you to miss that. And as we look at this picture now, see it very clearly. We're going to pick up on the road to Emmaus. The Lord Jesus Christ has been crucified, and he has been in the grave now for 3 days and three nights. And so let's look to Luke chapter 24, I want you to go there with me, Luke chapter 24, because we're going to spend quite a bit of time there. And again, you know how I am. I always have more than one Bible, because that way I can leave the one Bible at Genesis chapter 3 and refer back to that, and I can go to Luke chapter 24 and stay with it so I can see exactly what we have to see here today. Luke chapter 24, and we're going to begin reading in verse 21. Luke chapter 24, verse 21. And let me read a few verses of Scripture down through verse 25, and then I will back up and we'll kind of pick you up, get you up to speed of what's going on. Luke chapter 24, and I'm going to begin reading with verse 21. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, the certain woman also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found none, not his body, they came, saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre, found it even so as the woman had said, but him they saw not. Then he said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. The Lord Jesus Christ himself was walking with these two as they were walking down the road. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 70 furlongs. And they talked together all the things which had come to pass. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, that Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, What manner of communication are these that ye have one to another, as ye walk and are sad? And then that's where we started with the 21st verse, because now they begin, verse 19, and he said to them, What things? And they said unto him, Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet mighty indeed in word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and the rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. Now, and that begins then with verse 21, where we started. They were on their way home. They were on their way on the road to Emmaus. And we find that these two, and I believe it to be two men, there's been question about that, but I don't have any concern. I believe it was two men. They were carrying on a conversation, and they were talking about the things and the activities that had been going on the last few days. Well, the Lord Jesus joined himself to them as they were walking, and they were saddened because the Lord Jesus had been put to death, and they couldn't understand what was going on. And at the end of this first little section here, Jesus says to them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. You see, they believed part of it, because if we look at this scripture, you know, that's the sad thing today, because many people believe some things of the Word of God. They believe that there's a heaven. They believe that God made it. But they neglect the part where we must come by faith to Jesus Christ to be saved, to become a member of the church. You know, you can become a member here by we just don't let you come in and shake my hand and come forward. You have to come and you have to go through what we call the Constitution, because in that Constitution it clearly speaks of the need of salvation. You must come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. So that's first of all. And then we go through many doctrines of the Bible, because you see, many people want to ignore and forget the doctrines of the Bible, but that's not what the Word of God. The Word of God is very clear, and we're going to search that Word, and it takes several weeks for us to do that. And then if you agree with what the Word of God has to say, then you can become a member of this church. Okay, but just becoming a member of the church and just understanding in your mind all these things that our Constitution says concerning the Word of God, that's not enough. That won't get you to heaven. Oh, and then, you know, you can say, yes, I know the Lord Jesus, say those words, and so then we baptize you scripturally. You go down into the water, picturing the death of the Lord Jesus, coming up out of the water, pictures the resurrection. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Now you've been baptized and you've joined the church, surely that's everything I need to do. And I'll continue to serve and be here, and I'll give my tithes and offerings unto the Lord's house that the work can continue, and that's surely all I need. No, it isn't. Those things are all wonderful, and those things are needed, but not till after you come by faith to Jesus Christ. And those things are something you will do because you want to bring honor and glory unto the Lord, not because you have to do them for salvation. Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary to take your sin away. You come to Him, you say, thank you, Lord, for taking my sin away. I repent of my sin. I turn from them, and Lord Jesus, I turn to you. That comes when you hear the Word of God and the Holy Spirit convicts your heart. It does not come from natural man. Ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart and begin to walk each day with Him. And so that's a decision you need to make, and you need to trust and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your heart. Now, as we look at the things that are required to be a member of the church, you've looked at things now that are required to be a Christian. And I want you to see, as these men were walking and as they were fellowshipping back and forth over what had happened in the last few days, they had accepted the Word of God, but they had not accepted all of it. He said, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. If you'll remember what we had read, let's look up here at a few verses above in verse 21. And we trust that he had been he, but we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. Redeemed Israel. So they knew that the bondage of the Roman government was so strong upon the nation of Israel that they wanted a redeemer. They wanted somebody there to come and to rescue them. And so many times you'll use the Word of God the same way. You will want something. So all of a sudden you kind of become religious because that's what everybody wants you to do. Maybe your family or your husband or your wife or your children or somebody anyway that you react to because you want something. Well, that doesn't work either. It's a relationship, a personal relationship between the Lord Jesus Christ, God the Son, Jesus Christ. That's what you need, and that can come only if you'll turn to Him, repent, and trust in Him as your Savior. Here, they believed part of it. They believed here that this man was coming to redeem them. They thought it was him. But the problem is that he was put to death. How the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that he had been he which should have been redeemed of Israel. Besides all this, today is the third day since these things were done. In other words, they weren't remembering that in 3 days he would raise from the dead. They were saying he's been dead for 3 days. It's over. It's finished. And that's what he meant when they said, and besides that, it's 3 days. Now, we would like to think that they were awaiting the resurrection of the Lord Jesus and says, well, it has been 3 days. They had heard rumors. A certain woman also of our company made us astonished, and which was early to the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, they come saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. That's verse 22 and 23. Certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found even so as the woman had said, but him they saw not. He's gone. Where is he? I don't know, but he's gone. I was hoping that he was going to come and redeem Israel. Now, you see, that's what happens to us. We don't believe all the Word of God, and that's what the Lord Jesus Christ condemns them for here. O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. We need to believe the Word of God. When the Word of God says that we must come by faith to the Lord Jesus, when the Word of God tells us that there's a literal hell, when the Word of God tells us there's a literal devil, when the Word of God tells us that, yes, there's a home that we can spend eternity with, a place where we can spend eternity with God Himself in heaven, yes, it's real. But please don't begin to take bits and pieces of it, and I want you to see the beautiful pictures that we have concerning one person, Jesus Christ. These people missed part of it. You know, if we'd go back here just for a minute to Isaiah 53, because you see, this would have been verses of Scripture that they would have had. And so they saw that they thought they recognized anyway the one, the Messiah, the one that was going to redeem them, set them free. But they missed it because when they looked, they didn't realize that he was going to have to face the grief of dying on the cross, the kind of death. All this was spoken in the Old Testament. Who hath believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Was the question in Isaiah 53:1. Who hath believed our report? Do you believe the word of God? I hope that you do. Let's look further now into Luke 24:26 through 27. Luke 24, verses 26. We read the 25th verse just a few minutes ago and says, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And he began, and beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scripture the things concerning himself. Okay, look up in verse 25. O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. They have spoken that Christ should have suffered and then entered into glory, paid the price. Then Jesus himself, beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them all the scripture and the things concerning himself. Started with Moses. Do you remember, do you realize that we call the books of Moses the first five books of the Bible? Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Do you realize that? Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. The first five books are the books of Moses. Moses recorded those, and the Lord Jesus himself went all the way not to Revelation, because those books were not recorded yet at this time. He went back into the Old Testament so that he was telling the prophets, he was telling the nation of Israel of his coming and how he would come and how he would die and how he would be raised from the dead and how he'd redeem those that had fallen with the decision that Adam and Eve here has made. Ought not Christ have suffered these things and entered into his glory? He began at Moses and all the prophets, and he expounded unto them in all the scripture the things concerning himself. Oh, please study the Old Testament. And then as we continue, so he began with Moses, continued through all the scripture. And don't miss that as you study the Word of God. Look for the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, so often, so many people say, well, Larry, you're looking at something there. And the reason we're taking all this time and all this time we're going to have today is going to be spent on this. The reason I'm doing it is because we're going to get into another picture here of the Lord Jesus Christ, of him being our Savior. And I want you to see, not only did I show you in Adam when he made a decision to come and get his bride, that was a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ coming to get us, those that have come by faith to the Lord Jesus. And so that was one picture, but there's picture after picture. And we're going to take some time here in Luke so that you see that this is true, and the Lord Jesus Christ himself speaks of this. Now, all scripture. And then Jesus read the word, and now let's continue here in verse 28. And they drew nigh unto the village, whither they went. And he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is towards evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in and tarried with them. And it came to pass, now I am in Luke chapter 24, and I'm at the 30th verse. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. Now I want you to see something here. After he had read the Word of God, what did he do? Did you miss that? What did he do after he read the Word of God? The Lord Jesus Christ did something. He handed to them. Then he took, it came to pass as they sat at meat with them. He had told them concerning, beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them all the scripture, the things concerning himself. Verse 27. Verse 30, it came to pass as he sat at meat with them, he took the bread, blessed it, break it, and gave it to them. Their eyes were opened. Why were their eyes opened at this time? Because they heard the word of God, and the Lord Jesus Christ handed to them this bread. Handed to them this bread. What did they see? They saw the nail-scarred hand. That's when they knew it. They saw the nail-scarred hand. Now, at that time, for the first time, did they recognize that the Lord Jesus Christ was alive. They'd heard it. They had heard people that they believed, and yet they did not believe. Where is the body of the Lord Jesus? He spoke to them His word. He went back and told them of scripture verse after scripture verse, including these scripture verses here. Do you think he went back and said, "Do you remember what Adam did when he went after his bride? When Eve had sinned, had eaten of the forbidden fruit, and Adam was still at home in fellowship with God? Do you know what he did when he made that decision to come down and redeem his bride? I'm doing that." He went through, he told them all, so many verses of scripture from Genesis on. The books of Moses and the prophets concerning himself. But until he handed that bread to them and they saw the nail-scarred hand, did they believe. Their eyes were opened and they knew him. Now I hope today that your eyes are opened and that you come to know him. Now we've read all those verses of scripture. They didn't believe the scripture, did they? Or at least they didn't believe all of it, or they just didn't know it. And maybe that's your case. Maybe you've just never been taught the Word of God. Churches today, preachers today, teachers today teach an awful lot of things, but very, very little teaching is done from the Word of God. Here we teach verse by verse, just like we're doing on the radio. We do the same thing. This program is done for the radio so that we can come together and study this scripture together. But I'll tell you what, you can come on Sunday night or Wednesday night or Sunday morning and you're going to find the same kind of teaching and preaching because we stay in the Word of God verse by verse. I can't lie to you because you've got the Word open before you and you're studying it. And it's wonderful as we come together. Let's look at just one more thing in Luke here. And as we look at Luke 24, 45, and 46. Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scripture. And he said to them, "Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day." Verses 45 and 46. That is after he had spoke to the rest of them. You see, he read His word, spoke His word to them. They heard the word. He handed the bread to them. This word was handed is the key. From the word we find this pierced, His pierced hand. Jesus did that many times. He did the same thing to His disciples. He did the same thing to Thomas. He held out His hand and He said, "Thrust your fist into my side. Touch my hand. Look at my hand. You see the nail-scarred hand. You see the Lord Jesus Christ had raised from the dead." But you see, it wasn't something that just happened. It's something that was spoken of all through the Scripture. Jesus expected the disciples to see Him in the Old Testament. We too should see Him in the Old Testament. We should see Him clearly. So we must believe all or nothing, because all of it speaks of Jesus. And if you deny part of it, you deny it all. So my friend, please, that you trust in the Lord Jesus, I want to take this time today before we continue in this study. I want you to see how important it is to find those beautiful pictures of the Lord Jesus. Because you see, if I can show you his picture here in Genesis, that you'll come to know him and enjoy all your life knowing him as your Savior, as your God, personally. Please, my dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?